For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Vitus LaRue. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover a university email regarding protest policies, the passing of New Jersey Representative Donald Payne Jr., George Santos's withdrawal from a run for House of Representatives seat, and an event in remembrance of the Armenian Genocide. It's Thursday, April 25th. In the past few weeks, encampments in solidarity with Palestine have popped up in Columbia, Brown, Yale, and other universities, protesting the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Yesterday, Vice President for Campus Life, Rochelle Cahoon, addressed an email to all undergraduate students, informing them of university policies on protests. I spoke with Associate News Editor Miriam Wadrigal to learn how Princeton's stance on encampment protests parallels peer institutions.
My name is Miriam Wadrigal, and I'm a news editor for the Daily Princetonian.
Fantastic. And could you tell me a little bit about what was in the email that Rochelle Cahoon sent out yesterday?
Yes. Yesterday morning, around 10 a.m., Rochelle Cahoon sent a message to university students, essentially warning them about university policy if any students were to participate in encampments, occupations, or anything similar on campus. This came a couple hours after the National Review released an article saying they had obtained documents that students on Princeton's campus are planning to organize a Gaza solidarity encampment in line with many other universities across the country. The Prince has obtained these documents independently. We've written our own story. And Calhoun came out this morning and very clearly said any student involved in an encampment or any other sort of unlawful, disruptive conduct and who refuses to stop after a warning will be arrested and immediately barred from campus. There are also potential implications for students' ability to complete the semester if they're barred from campus, and they could also face additional university disciplinary action.
Interesting. And how does this compare to our peer institutions?
Princeton is the first institution that I know of to have gone out preemptively before any tents have gone up to declare what university policy will be. At Yale and Columbia, for example, there have been arrests, but there was no public articulation from the university prior to the encampments happening that laid out that that was going to happen. At Harvard and Brown, which began encampments on Wednesday morning, as of the time that we're recording this, no students have yet been arrested. At Brown, a few students have been cited, but university officials at both places have said that there would be a high bar for any use of a law enforcement response.
All right, thank you so much. You can read more about this at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in our show notes. In local news, Representative Donald Payne Jr. passed away yesterday at age 65 after suffering a heart attack on April 6th. Representative Payne was a Democratic representative for New Jersey's 10th Congressional District. He served six terms, first running for office in 2012 after Donald Payne Sr., the previous representative, and his father, passed away. In a statement on Wednesday, Governor Phil Murphy said that Payne, quote, embodied the best of public service. Payne was running uncontested in the upcoming Democratic primary, and his name had already been placed on the ballots. If he becomes the nominee this June, the Democratic Committee chairs of counties in District 10 will be allowed to select a new Democratic nominee for the general election this November. In national news, George Santos has withdrawn from the race for Long Island's U.S. House of Representatives seat. Santos was running as an independent candidate, although he won New York's 3rd Congressional District as a Republican in 2022. However, shortly after Santos's victory in 2022, allegations revealed that he had committed fraud throughout the campaign, lying about his education, family, and business experience, and defrauding donors. Santos was eventually expelled from the House by a 311-114 vote and arrested on 23 federal criminal charges. However, in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, announcing his departure this Wednesday, Santos promised to return to politics, saying, quote, "It is only goodbye for now. I'll be back." In international news, yesterday, the Princeton Armenian Society hosted Dr. Tanner Akam on the anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. Akam is a historian and sociologist known as one of the first Turkish scholars to acknowledge and discuss the Armenian Genocide. The Armenian Genocide was the systematic elimination of Armenian people and identity in the Ottoman Empire during World War I. While the Turkish government has acknowledged that killings occurred, they deny that there was any systematic plan to eliminate the Armenian people. According to the Princeton Armenian Society, Akam was invited to discuss, quote, "the history and motives for continued Turkish denial," unquote, of the genocide. Today, you can expect some clouds, with a high of 58 and a low of 38 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Charlotte Young and me, sound engineered by Lita Siskind, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Vitus LaRue. Have a wonderful day.